You're listening to New Technia. Brazil will pause some large crypto transfers for up to 24 hours. Brazil has finalized an anti-fraud rule that can delay certain crypto transfers above US$10,000 to foreign providers or self-custody wallets. It starts January 1, 2027, and creates time for risk checks. But it is not a blanket freeze and its real fraud prevention effect is still untested. Brazil is adding a deliberate pause to a corner of the crypto market built around rapid transfers. From January 1, 2027, some large transfers to foreign virtual asset providers or self-custody wallets must wait up to 24 hours while the sender's provider checks for fraud risk. The 30-second summary. What happened? Brazil's central bank finalized a rule requiring a precautionary review period for qualifying crypto transfers above US$10,000. Why does it matter? The pause gives regulated providers time to investigate money that scammers may be moving beyond Brazil's supervised financial system. What is the catch? The measure starts in 2027. Applies only to specified transfers, and has not yet shown that it will recover more stolen money without delaying legitimate users. Key number. US$10,000 is the threshold, measured either in one transfer or as the same customer's total qualifying transfers in a day. What the new rule actually changes. The central bank's August 7 announcement says the 24-hour precautionary hold applies when crypto is sent to a virtual asset company established abroad or to a self-custody wallet. The requirement covers transfers above the dollar equivalent threshold, while smaller transactions may also be reviewed when an institution's risk controls identify a reason for closer scrutiny. The legal change is contained in Central Bank Resolution 584, which extends existing payment fraud controls to virtual asset services. Providers still going through Brazil's regulatory transition are included, not only fully authorized firms. This is a final decision, not the earlier proposal that circulated in July. The effective date gives exchanges and other covered providers nearly 5 months to build the alerts, records, and customer notices needed for the new process. Why speed is both the feature and the risk? Fast settlement is useful when a transfer is legitimate, but it also narrows the time available to react after a scam victim sends money. The central bank says virtual assets, including stablecoins, are increasingly used to move fraud proceeds quickly, especially when funds leave the domestic regulated system. The regulator's answer is a review window rather than an automatic confiscation. As Reuters reported on August 7, the hold does not permanently block the assets. A provider may release a transfer before 24 hours if it reaches a documented decision based on the customer, transaction, counterparty, and destination jurisdiction. Nuk Naya's reading is that the rule matters less as a verdict on cryptocurrency than as a trade-off between settlement speed and recoverability. Its success will depend on whether providers can identify genuinely suspicious transfers during the pause, not on the existence of the pause by itself. What users and providers will notice. A customer whose transfer is held must be told that the measure is precautionary and informed of the applicable period. Providers must also maintain daily records of completed and attempted fraud involving virtual asset services, along with the corrective or preventive steps they took. The central bank can impose stricter conditions if an institution fails to follow the rules. It may require a hold longer than 24 hours, extend review to lower value transfers, or limit the institution's ability to release a transaction early. Folha de São Paulo's account of the regulation also notes that customers' same-day transfers are added together when testing the threshold. Before we overstate the result, the rule will not take effect until January 1, 2027, so there is no operational evidence yet that it reduces losses or improves recovery rates. It does not apply to every crypto transaction. Its mandatory scope is tied to value and destination, although risk systems can trigger review below the threshold. A fixed delay may inconvenience legitimate users, while sophisticated criminals may adapt their routes. The regulator has not published a measured estimate of prevented fraud. What happens next? Covered firms must translate the rule into risk models. Approval procedures, audit trails, and clear customer communications before the start date. The practical questions will be how often transfers are held, how frequently providers release them early, and whether victims gain a meaningful chance to stop stolen funds. The takeaway is straightforward. Brazil is not banning self-custody or freezing all large crypto transfers. It is putting a supervised pause between certain deposits and outbound transfers, betting that one day of scrutiny can sometimes interrupt fraud before the money becomes much harder to trace. Read the full article at newtacnia.com.